Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this magical healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor, and I'm obsessed with all things birth, psychology, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I dig deep into craniosacral therapy. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. Welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to be here. Today, I thought I would start with just talking about a very broad overview of what craniosacral therapy does and how it affects the baby specifically. First, I'll start with craniosacral itself. So it's a healing modality that was developed back in the 70s by an osteopathic practitioner who was working in a university, and he was asked to perform or help out with a surgery that worked on the spine. So they actually had to go in and work on the spinal cord. And he noticed that there was this movement of the dura, which is a tissue along the spinal cord, and it piqued his interest. And so he went in further and found that there is this rhythm of the cerebral spinal fluid that flows from the cranium to the sacrum, therefore craniosacral therapy. Now, it also works with the fascia of the body and the nervous system, because fascia is all over the entire body. It encompasses every aspect of our bodies. It wraps around our bones, it wraps around our organs, it wraps around our muscles and muscle spindles and everything. So it is everywhere, and it's there to protect us. So what that means is when we experience something, either a push or a pull, what happens is our fascia contracts. It closes up real, real fast to protect whatever is underneath it. And what happens is it protects us very well, but it doesn't release like muscle. Muscle contracts and releases, right? You can do some bicep curls. But fascia contracts. It doesn't do that more for a very long time. And so that's why you can have an injury. Say you had an injury when you were 15, and every once in a while, now you're in your 40s, every once in a while you can feel it around again. It acts up. And that's because that fascia is still tight in that area. And so what craniosacral does is with 5 grams of pressure, you place your hands in the area where the fascia is tight, and that 5 grams actually allows that fascia to release. There are other ways of releasing fascia, such as Rolfing, myofascial release, but with craniosacral, this is really gentle. So when it comes to babies and how craniosacral is super effective for babies is when they are in utero, they are, let's say, stuck in a position. There's not a whole lot of room close to the end if they are full-term babies. And what happens is they're being pushed. So again, at the beginning, I said either push or pull, fascia contracts. And they are being pushed and squished up against a bone of the pelvis of the parent that they are inside of. And that fascia can get restricted in that area that it's being pushed up against something. And then they have to get born. So they also have to get either squeezed through a canal, a very tight space, or pulled out of the belly. And so again, pull, right? So fascia will also contract when they are being pulled out of that belly. So there is no right or wrong way to be born. And there is no perfect way for that baby to not experience some form of, I'm going to use trauma because that is the technical term, some type of trauma to their fascia. And so truly, every single baby can benefit from having a fascial release. And the best way with a baby is through craniosacral because it's so gentle. What this also does is it opens up the neural pathways along, let's say, the spinal cord and going out to the arms, going out to the hands, going to the face. So as I said before, fascia envelops everything. So it's also wrapped around our nervous system. So the nerves that travel to the muscles, let's say of our face, and we eat with our face. But if our fascia is tight around those nerves, then our muscles won't be getting the right signals from our brain to perform very well. And that is where babies will experience feeding issues. And so that's another reason why, you know, parents will seek help through a lactation consultant and perhaps changing positions and timing of feeding. All of those things can help, but they don't always, right? A lot of times there's tension on one side over the other when they're feeding, or, you know, one side makes more milk than the other. And so what craniosacral therapy does is it actually releases those neurons so that the muscles of the face and the neck and the jaw and the tummy and the intestines and all of those things that you need in order to feed can work properly. So what craniosacral therapy does is it opens up these pathways so that the body can function optimally. And what this also does is, as we know, fascia contracts but doesn't release. If we release all of this tension at the beginning of their life, imagine what that does for the rest of their life. Because we are all holding patterns of tension and restriction in our bodies from our own birth. That's right. Imagine. Who knew? So what you're doing, if you're choosing to get your baby treated with craniosacral therapy at the beginning of life, is you're setting up their body for a lifetime of ease. Not necessarily so for the rest of their life. You know, there's going to be other traumas. They're going to learn to walk. They're going to fall down. They're going to learn to ride a bike. They're going to fall down. They're going to fall down some stairs. Hopefully not. They're going to fall out of their crib when they're babies. You know, there's going to be sports injuries and surgeries and other health implications, some other health problems that we don't see coming. But if we can at least open up the doors at the beginning of their life so that perhaps when they're, you know, 3, 4, they don't get chronic ear infections and then chronic antibiotic doses, then that does a lot for their body. That does a lot for their gut. That does a lot for their mental health. That does a lot for your mental health. Nobody likes a screaming baby in the middle of the night because they got an ear infection. Nobody likes that. So what this does is it really sets the stage for a lifetime of healing. That is a very brief, short description of what craniosacral therapy does for a baby. I hope you like this episode and stay tuned for the next one. It's coming soon.